troubles, trials, trauma, get ready for change. This word was written by Gail Manizak and being released by Gail Manizak. The blessings throughout your life have been many. Begin to count your blessings. This is not a word of correction, but an exhortation to continue being thankful. Grumbling and complaining have no place in my children. We have, each and every one of us, learned through the Holy Bible in regard to the children of Israel as our example. It took them a lot longer to get through a desert place of 40 years because of their grumbling. It did not have to take that long. Make the time of getting through places shorter. Count your blessings, always, even when you do not feel like it. Exercise your faith, says the Lord. Faith is something that is not seen. Many things you've been through have been difficult. There is a perfect pathway that I have chosen for you. I am the potter and you are my beloved clay. I'm going to remold my beloved and I will remake you, even if I must take you down and bring you up again. I'm going to answer the prayer that you prayed. You said, "Here I am, Lord, use me." There are many people that have not, there are many people that do not seem to understand you. Actually, these misunderstandings with people have been like a thorn in your flesh, and it has been very painful. You say, "Lord, I feel different than other people that I know. I am different. I seek after you, Lord." As I look around, many people are not seeking. Many people are not desiring to seek as I have, as I do. Many are not seeking to know you. You are different. You answered the call. Many have not answered. You are seeking me with a vengeance. Many are not. I am pleased with you because I see your heart and I see your desires. Many have not answered the call, and you are surely different than they are. Your desires are different. They are seeking after worldly things, and you are seeking after the heavenly and all that is of eternal value. You are seeking after me. My presence alone is that you desire, is what you desire, and in the presence of Jehovah, all things are made whole. I love you. I love to hear your voice speak to me. As you pray, I am making a way for you. The last few years, you have faced trial after trial, one right after another. You have found it hard to bear. It is a very dry desert place, yet you get a little fresh manna here and you get a little fresh manna there, a little taste of my presence here and a little taste there. You are not thirsting for part of the will of God. You are not searching after my perfect will. That makes you far different and also places you where you have faced much adversity because of your faith in me, says the Lord. I want you to know this, though you cannot see it and it seems nothing is happening. This is the year for healing. Watch and see. This is the year of bringing those intimate things to me. These are the things that I am working out unseen of men. I'm working behind the scenes. I'm bringing those things out that you have seen on the inside. You are beginning to see the result of faith. The faith I see in you pleases me, dear children. It pleases me. Do not worry about tomorrow, for sufficient for tomorrow is the evil thereof. It seems I have taken you the long way around, yet I have never forsaken you, nor have I ever left you alone. All that has been in your life, the good, the bad, let it all go. Everything that has been in your life that has been good, everything that has looked like a success, everything that has seemed like a failure to you, let it all go. And put those things behind you, never to be remembered again. This is the time. This is the year. Watch and see. This is the year. Get ready and enter into this brand new season of health, this brand new season of healing and joy and laughter, says the Lord. Amen.